Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on Om Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
Namaste, friends. Come heal yourself. Hope you are having a blissful Sunday. Welcome to our show once again. And today we are ready to heal ourselves with sound healing. Let's welcome Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Technologies. That is a scientifically proven sound healing technology. And Ted has invented the specialized sound healing music after 25 years of research and development of healing binaural beats, theta brainwave technology, layering of frequencies, sacred geometry, numerology, and spherical sound waves, which are composed and mastered in a unique way, which have a very positive effect on the human energy field. Welcome, Ted. We are so honored to have you today.
Oh, namaste, Monica. Thank you so much for having me on Come Heal Yourself today.
Thank you, Ted. How are you doing? How's your day going?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to head into the work week. And I'm actually here in Colorado. So just really enjoying the nature, the changing of the leaves and the crisper air and going into the fall season. How about you guys?
I know. It's a beautiful time of the year. I just love fall.
I love fall, too. I love it. And sitting around fire pits on cooler evenings, cooking s'mores for the kids.
Great. So tell us, what led you to this research?
Well, I started out as a musician back in the 80s, and had switched into college and was looking at different degrees that I was thinking of going into. And I knew I didn't really want to go into performance with music. At the time I was already playing as a studio session artist and in a band where we were entertaining some of the record companies of the day. And I got really deep into audio production and engineering and technical engineering. And in fact, as I was going through that, we had a phenomenal program at the University of Colorado. And I started up with another one looking into audio forensics, where I was able to look at audio files and some of the frequencies and be able to determine, pull apart what different sounds were. And at that time, the industry was kind of switching from analog tape, which was known they're basically recording tape recorders for records and albums, and starting to go more into the digital medium where more technology started coming out with the computers. And so at that time, I also was studying a little bit about sound healing, in a traditional sense, and some of the frequencies of it. So if you can imagine, here I am playing at a time with a rock band with hundreds of watts of power that are behind us through concert situations, and everybody's playing at a certain frequency, and then I go back to school the next day and start playing around in some of the laboratories with different frequencies, and I'm bringing up to these musicians, hey, we should try recording at a whole different frequency. And so that kind of started me on the path of realizing that not everything has to be at the standard, what I call 440 tuning, that my music that I have now has evolved into all sorts of different tunings, such as 432, 528, 210. Mm-hmm. And each one of those frequencies is specific to what it can do for us and how it helps us and change our energy. That's oddly enough, at the time when I started looking at that, I took a spiritual journey. I'm kind of a motorcycle enthusiast, and I took a solo a solo trip that was from here in Colorado up to Alaska, and just basically followed the Rockies all the way from here up to further north and through the Yukon Territory and came back. And it was just a great journey. And at the time that I came back, I knew that this was the type of recording format that I wanted to start putting out. Messages just started coming into me as I was in this totally blissful state of consciousness, riding across North America on two wheels.
So was it some kind of a calling? Like, why the urge to create a healing music?
After I got more into playing with it, I realized that all the recordings that everybody is doing is recorded in 440. And it is such a dissonant tuning. So what that means, the recording of 440, is that when a band sits down and starts tuning up their guitars or their strings or that, they're going to tune it to this pitch that's known as 440, which is 440 hertz per second of vibrations per second, and play it. And so here I could hear a C chord, a musical C chord, which would be a C, E, G, and then I'd play it in 528, and it was so much more pleasing. You could feel the energy of the music just by altering this. And that's where I started realizing, well, this is all mathematical formulas. You have to be tuning to get different pitches for up, you know, these pitches, and that they all fit inside of a harmonic key signature, so to speak.
So and I then know you
incorporate.
Sorry, please go ahead.
Well, then I realized that when I was able to incorporate theta and alpha frequencies into the music, so now we've got compositions that are done in this frequency that I was talking about, 528. There's also the theta frequencies and the alpha frequencies that are in there too, which have a whole different characteristic with how it's going to change or entrain our body when we listen to that.
Yeah. So tell us more about that.
What's happening is that we're changing the human energy field. And so as we're going through our daily grind, being going to work or dealing with maybe some drama that's from some friends or family, and the daily drives on that, our media is doing a lot of stuff. Every commercial that we start to get is going to be at 440. They're jamming home something to us, and it's depleting us of our energy of where we're at. And it was like, okay, well, how do we be able to get our energy back to us? How are we able to get back to our true vibration? How can we raise our frequency? There's such a huge thing that's beautiful now that we're all talking of raising the Earth's frequency and raising our frequency around us. Dr. Moto is phenomenal with the best-selling author of The Hidden Message in Water. He's able to show the frequency with water, just how an angry word can affect an organism such as hate and fear. Oddly enough, it's called microcluster crystallography. So thinking of science, our bodies are made up about 75% of water. So we're a huge carrier of that. And we know how we feel when someone just looks over to us and says, hey, I love you. Or, you know, how are you doing today? An acknowledgement. So with the music, it was able to really change our vibration. You're right there. And I was able to see it. So I would use the scientific approach through biophotonic imaging. And I would have somebody come in beforehand, before they listen to my music, or somebody who was not familiar with my music and the vibration with it, because then they knew what they were expecting. So I could have a real neutral kind of basis with them. And I'd test them, and then I'd have them go listen to a song. And all my songs are basically about 6 minutes, because I found that I can really affect the human body within that 6 minutes of time period through my SoundSync tech, and implemented with the sound that when they hear it, you can see that their stress levels instantly start to come down, their anxiety starts to come down. And I've got this on my website that you could see that some of the studies, we put them in video so people could see it. So it was just another way to show the public. I knew what we were hearing. I wanted to show them as well.
Yeah. And I know you have created so many types of different sound healing musics, angelic sound healing, brain waves, and binaural beats. So, I mean, of course, I mean, there is a lot of research you have done. Tell us about all these different kind of musics that you have created.
Well, I'll get messages, and sometimes they come to me like first thing in the morning, sometimes about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And and or it'll hit me at night. I'll be woken up and there'll be a frequency of a series of numbers in my head. And so I'll come in the next day into the recording studio and figure out what kind of the frequency that this is and how I'm going to be able to adjust the tunings with it. And I'll start with a recording of that. So I've got, I can't even remember, I think I've got like over 130 tracks that's on iTunes and Amazon right now.
Yeah, and all of them are on iTunes.
Yeah, and I sell them on my website too. I've kind of had some problems with iTunes because as a corporate conglomerate, they don't want people to understand. Well, now I'm speculating, but they have a hard time when I was trying to tell them that I was doing theta and alpha and binaural beats. And so I had a hard time with them being able to put that up there, that they didn't want people to be able to research that or get that, get in it, so it could keep them out of that healing modality. But it's still in there. The albums on my website, you'll see that are theta and binaural beats. It's just we had to take them off of the albums covers when they were going up there for whatever. The companies are, you know, they don't want us to grab these frequencies and start to drift to them, I imagine. Keep us in the negative, so to speak.
We'll take just a short break here and be right back. Please stay tuned with us.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. And we were talking about different kind of sound healing music that Ted has created. Welcome back, Ted. So, Ted, tell us about the angelic sound healing.
Angelic sound healing is an album that it was my third album that I came out with, and it was inspired clearly by the frequencies of the angels. We all pretty familiar with the numbers such as 111 and the meanings, and 222, 444. And I started getting these messages and bringing in this information of the angels and some of these archangels and affirmations that we can use that were in some of the song titles, so that these frequencies could just elevate us and allow us to connect to our higher self in another realm of consciousness by listening through this. And I've been blessed with it because it's also been one of my Amazon bestsellers. It hit Amazon bestseller a couple of times as one of my albums. And in fact, for the listeners, I'd like to give away a copy, and I'll explain here in a little bit on how they can get a free copy of that, because it's so important in this time and age, as we all know, to raise our frequency and our vibration and be able to be the change and make the changes that we want out there. And so this album will give the listeners a chance to be able to hear what this next generation of music of sound healing is that's coming through, that we're bringing with the frequencies to help change the vibration. They can go to my website. If you go to tedwinslow.com and go to the store, there's a button on there on the top for store, and select the angelic, you'll find the Angelic Sound Healing album, select that, and then check out with it. And as you're checking out, you'll see that there's going to be a coupon code that you can enter into it. And if you just type in the coupon code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, it will zero out the balance on your checkout so that they don't have to pay for anything on that. And they'll be able to download that for free. So they should not be putting in any credit card information. Sometimes some people do forget one of the steps and then they put the credit card information. So I just want to say ahead of time, don't do that. The next thing is down my website gets tons of hits because a lot of people like to get the music off of my website instead of necessarily through the iTunes or Amazon or the other distributors. And so it can get a bog down where all of a sudden it stops a download and they might not get that whole download. They could just go back and repeat it and they'll get that the rest of that in. So don't click all of them, all 10 tracks or 11, 12 tracks at once. Click a few, let them download, click the next few and let them download, and you'll get the whole album on there. And that way the listeners can understand what it is that I'm talking about, how this is taking sound healing to the next generation with bringing new frequencies in and healing us all.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful. Thank you so much. Your music is definitely very healing and really grateful for the free gift.
Well, I've been truly blessed with the messages that I've been getting, and right now I'm currently working on my 13th album, and every album that I go on, there's something new that I start getting that starts going into a new direction, so that it's each one is completely different. And I get asked a lot of questions, such as that, well, I'm experiencing this, or what frequency do you recommend for me? And the beauty of all of this is that our body automatically knows these frequencies. You'll notice on every one of my title tracks, I have that frequency in the track. So you can, your body's going to understand, okay, 528, 432. I like to use those because most people know those frequencies, the universal frequencies.
Yeah.
And the body thirsts for it. So it's going to go ahead and let you know which track it wants to listen to, what part of that might be listening through our human energy field.
That we should listen to our intuition. We should just follow our inner guidance.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just these messages come in so quick, and I'm so blessed to be able to do this. And that was the other thing, too, about Angelic Sound Healing, is even though it's one of my best-selling albums and I'm able to give that to the listeners for free, I'm so blessed that they're going to find other albums and realize that there's so many other frequencies through all of my tunings and albums that they're going to just find a whole plethora of them that they can be able to absorb into their daily lives.
Beautiful. So tell us some about the frequencies of angels and what do they mean?
Well, the frequencies of the angels are the repetition of the three that you see in a series. And that's what led me to realize that, okay, well, how cool is this that we can turn this into a musical composition and be able to get the healing of it? So for Archangel Raphael, I used the frequency of 222 hertz. Raphael is known as the spiritual and physical healer. He's known as the angel of healing, and he works with people's minds and spirits and bodies so that they can enjoy good health and the peace that he wants with them. And green is his angelic color. So that's one of them where I ended up focusing with, because 222, the angelic number, is the manifesting miracles and new opportunities, and that your wishes are coming true and to have faith. 111, if you see that like on your clock radio or a license plate that goes by, they'll give these numbers in our daily lives. My son points them out all the time. He gets plenty of these. And 111 is new beginnings. It's going to be a time for manifestation, to focus, pay attention to your thoughts, and to keep them positive. 333 is that higher powers are listening to us, and that our thoughts are being heard. So we might be sitting there thinking, you know, I want to work on a new resume or put in this application for this new career path that I've been thinking about for 2 years, and I haven't done it. And all of a sudden, you'll be in your car, and you'll see the number 333 come up on your cell phone, or it'll come on the car radio or a license plate. And that's probably telling you, hey, you're being heard. Whatever you're thinking of that you want to go with, we're listening to you to know that we're here to help and go with you. 444 means like angels are there, that they're near, and that they can hear you. You can call upon them. I can go on and on, but it's so beautiful hearing. Like 333 I use for Metatron. I have Metatron come to me a lot. He's my archangel when I'm working in the studio and composing. And it's overcoming obstacles. He's known to me as the angel of thought. He's somewhat God's second in command. He was formerly the prophet of Enoch. Sendolphin was his brother. So I love that. And that's the one thing that the angels, when they gave me the album, they're like, okay, there's a great way that, you know, who doesn't like angels, right? And now we can get the frequency out to help everybody connect, because they're there to help. They're there for us to call on them. Funny story. What's that?
How does it help us? How does it benefit listening to the angelic sound healing?
Well, the one thing is it's going to combat through whatever negative environment that we might have been enduring through that day or through that time period. The angels are there that we can call upon them, and they're universal. We see them through, you know, throughout history in many different areas, so that it's just one way that they're there to help us. Like when I was, oddly enough, when I was recording in the studio, I was working on the song for Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, and it was 663 hertz. And I didn't use the 666 because of the meaning with it, the demonic meaning. And so this frequency is changed by a few, just a little bit, but it still gives you the same. It's a whole nother frequency. But as I was working with this track with Jophiel, as a mastering engineer, we want to put our effects and have the music sound a certain way. After it's been recorded, the arrangements have been made, then we're finalizing it. We've done what's called a mix, and we're going to finalize it so that it can go out to the format and I can put it out to distribution. And every time that I was finalizing this with some effects that I had and some frequencies, my studio would collapse. And this went on two or three different times. Yeah, it would just shut down and everything.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God. You know, what are we, Mercury retrograde or something? What? And I kept doing it, and this loud message just came to me that was like, I like it the way it is. Don't mess with it. And, of course, it was Jophiel that was talking to me. And not to be one to argue with an archangel, but I had it stuck in my head that it had to be a certain way from all the engineering standpoint. It was like, no, you're going to miss it. This is how it's got to be.
Wow. So that tells us, you know, again, to follow our, you know, with the flow, follow our heart.
Yeah.
It's always right.
Yeah. And it's just, it's just higher. It's just tapping into our higher self, a higher state of consciousness with the frequencies is really what it's all about. The main.
That's so beautiful, Ted. Ted, why don't we play Archangel Haniel's music?
Please, that would be wonderful.
Thank you. Hope you really enjoyed the music, and you'll get the full version on that website that's free to download. Thank you so much, Ted, for sharing your music with us once again.
Thank you.
Tell us about Archangel Haniel's music.
Archangel Haniel. Oh, geez, where to start? Archangel Haniel is 528, and it's opening up a mystical healing ability.
Let's continue our discussion after a very short break. Please stay tuned with us. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
And we are back, dear friends, and we were talking to Ted about Archangel Haniel. Welcome back, Ted. Please tell us more about Archangel Haniel.
So, Archangel Haniel, the title track is Opening Your Mystical Healing Abilities. And this angel is a nurturing mother that's able to care for us and create miracles. She's also known as the Grace of God or the Angel of Joy. Those who are interested in Haniel, her colors are typically green or turquoise or a whitish type of blue. And those who are into chakras, the chakra most associated with Haniel is going to be the sacral chakra. But she's there to help us and assist us in times of new beginnings and aligning us with good luck, with positive change, and is offering protection, harmony, and grace that will hopefully, you know, it's going to assist us for the staying poised and so that we're centered. And the track that I actually wrote, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was asking, so that means your music, as it's related to the frequency of Archangel Haniel, it will help with the healing of sacral chakra?
Yes. That's the power that it's going to be helping heal the sacral chakra. And it's the track for me when I was pretty much kind of coming out with it is about learning to love ourselves for who we are and to explore our hidden abilities as healers, because we're all healers on this planet, and that we can heal through love and through the strongest forces in the universe, and that we encompass this loving partnerships, you know, of marriage and motherhood, friendship, and just the love of the earth. So that's what the track was that I was bringing at the time on the track.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
Thank
you. It completely makes sense. It totally makes sense now. And so have you created music for all the archangels and, you know, like healing all the chakras?
I have a whole nother angelic album that I haven't been able to get to. And I'm trying to think of the names of those. So on this album, the archangels that were coming into me was going to be Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Zadkiel, Samuel, Jophiel, Uriel, and Metatron, Haniel, and Ariel. And Ariel's another angel that I like working with because, well, Ariel comes to me about once a year. This is the first year I wasn't able to do it because I've been so busy with my music, but I try to take every September off and go backpacking through the Colorado Rockies, where I'm actually sleeping on the ground and going through and experiencing all the energies of the tree. One song I wrote called Tree Wisdom, which is off of Fairies. But I always have Ariel popping into my space. And Ariel is a manifestation with the help of elementals as the track. She's known as the Lion of God. And so she comes with a lot of animals. And I'll do these spiritual journeys. And it's kind of fun because I finally got my kids of age that now we'll go up and go backpacking. And they're able to really become – because you get away from all the cars. You get so – you go in there for miles. You're away from – the cell phone connections and the electronics, especially the kids these days, they're like infatuated with Xbox, PlayStation, iPads, their cell phones, they're constantly texting. And it's like, how do we get them away from that programming that society has programmed them with, and we know that it's watching everything that we do, and back to one with nature and being a part of the ground. So Ariel always is coming to me, and it's just amazing journey every time with that. So she was on this one. The next one I've got the tracks and I've got the frequencies for it, but I keep having all these other albums start to bump each other in and out. And so there is a whole nother set of angelic sound healing album that is going to be coming out here sometime.
Oh, wow. How interesting. We'll be waiting for that. Tell us about the, if I'm pronouncing it correct, solfeggio sound healing?
Solfeggio. So
yeah.
Solfeggio is basically, that was the start for all of it. It's all a mathematical formulas of which the universal frequencies are derived from, which these frequencies are going to consist from sacred geometry to sacred numerology. And that these frequencies all have a profound effect on our health and our wellness, especially as we're walking upon this planet in the third dimensional world that we live in. And there's six main ones that most people probably become familiar with. And I apologize if I assume people know what these are, but they're ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Well, most people probably go, well, that sounds like do, re, mi, so, fa, la, ti, do. And here I just said it without the ti and the do at the end. The third one's kind of important because the frequency of that one is mi, which is 528. And mi, it's spelled M-I. And so on my solfeggio sound healing for earthly frequencies, I have a track that's called Miracles for DNA Repair. And there's been this frequency 528 that they're doing a lot of studies. Scientists are doing studies and seeing that it's able to come help with the DNA repair. Russia's done some stuff with it. And so here it is, me, and ironically enough, MI is the first two letters of miracle. So,
wow.
And I trace some of some of it back even further throughout time, because they kind of come and they go throughout history. And at one point I saw them about 1300 BC in India, and then they appeared 11th century in Europe. And one thing that I liked looking at, and because my main instrument that I like playing is a guitar. I'm pretty much a string player. I play everything, pianos, vocals, drums. And so I play everything on all my albums. But in the 5th century, the Greek philosopher and astronomer mathematician Pythagoras starts having this startling discovery. Now, he's also considered the intellectual and spiritual godfather of sound medicine. And so here Pythagoras is traveling all through Mesopotamia, Assyria, Egypt, and Greece and Babylon, and getting all this information from these great epicenters all around the world. Well, one day as he's walking, and he's just got math numbers running through his head, I can imagine, and just some of the greatest ears for frequencies, he's passing by a blacksmith shop, and this blacksmith is outside hitting an anvil and probably, you know, something on this anvil, and these pitches keep ringing out, and Pythagoras is hearing these pitches, thinking, oh, my God. So he runs to probably his modern-day studio in 5th century, and he builds what's called a monochord, which is basically a one-string guitar. And he finds that as he plucks the string at certain intervals, he starts getting certain pitches, and he mathematically starts figuring out where these intervals are. And here we've got Pythagoras as a whole nother tuning for musical instruments, because he found the harmonic value that's going with these notes as they're ringing out on his monochord. So solfeggio is basically kind of coming from that aspect. They originally see that the frequencies are sound vibration rates for creation and destruction. They're originally mentioned in number in both the Bible and the Torah. And then there's also links to them in the hymn from John the Baptist. So it's kind of fun thinking about that here. The universe is giving all these generations of people all these frequencies that are involved in solfeggio. And then we see them coming out through – there's eras in musical history. It's called like the Baroque and Classical era, where people know Brahms or Mozart and Haydn and Handel. Handel in particular was playing with tunings with his string pianos or harpsichords at the times that he's playing this. And so Bach came out with the well-tempered clavier, which is a whole other set of tuning. Then we go – and historically speaking, and I'm kind of shifting a little bit out of solfeggio frequencies back to the 440, because in history around 1939 was one of the most important parts. A couple times it's changed, but that was there was a conference, and there was a gentleman, Joseph Goebbels, who was a part of the Third Reich. He was a Third Reich minister, and he had also had the Rockefeller Foundation. And Europe had influenced that. It was of the utmost importance that we start to do these 440 tunings for music. And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself as I'm reading that here we have Italy known for great musicians. You know, Tchaikovsky has come out of Russia. We have Vienna and England. And the greatest ears of the world are now saying we're going to tune our instruments to 440, which is such a dissonant and unharmonious frequency. And so now you can see where they've taken us out of the classical era from Handel, Bach, and Beethoven, and put us into this marketing 440, as I kind of call it, with the hertz of the tuning with that.
Well, so it seems like you have been so connected to your music. Like there is a deep connection within yourself and, you know, with your higher self. And I think your music just flows. It's kind of a message from, you know, a spiritual message from the archangels and the masters. And it seems to be there to heal this world.
That's pretty much the way I like to look at it. It's, you know, as I was studying sound healing, we all know with a crystal bowl, and that one of the things I loved about the crystal bowl, that when you ring it and you're next to it, you can feel that frequency coming through you, and it's got a cutting frequency, and all the harmonic overtones is vibrating through this crystal and creating these waves that we feel and hear. And I love it. And it was, oddly enough, one day my wife and I were going through an international trade show, and here playing just about every instrument that there is and just a junkie for music and all of this. And I hear this crystal bowl, and I'm like, I go and find this guy who's playing it. And was just blown away, and I bought the whole set and started recording them. So I implement a lot of that. There was something about the frequency, it's just so magical. But that I realized with my engineering, and that, you know, I have that frequency, and I can build off of that with all the other frequencies and timbres of music and putting this all together for a much more healing thing. Now I'm able to incorporate with theta. That's how I came up with SoundSync Tech. So SoundSync Tech, that I've trademarked, is a customized brainwave technology that's developed through binaural beats, composition, the tuning, state-of-the-art recording technologies, and these frequencies like these crystal bowls. My wife was playing some sound healing music for me in New Age music, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, they've got that wrong. They're missing, and that's where I started having an epiphany, is that they're missing these frequencies. If this is supposed to be healing for our body and making it just much more nurturing for us, they're missing a fundamental part of it. This is like listening to canned elevator music. And so
beautiful.
That was where I got an admission.
That's so profound. And we will continue our conversation after a short break. Please stay tuned with us.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or vegetable oil, is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
We were talking about the epiphany and how you know, got the messages to create this healing music, and you just, you know, you're just so grateful for you to, you know, share with us these healing frequencies. So, Ted, tell us about I know your music is very healing and it clears negative energy, but are there any specific situations where you have seen that, you know, your sound healing has made a significant difference?
Unfortunately, I get a lot of people that on a daily basis will start sending stuff to me on how it's helped them, how it's improved their life, how it's been allowing them to facilitate the change that they need. I had one individual call in one time, and he was a firefighter that was on ground zero for like 15 weeks. and was out there dealing with a traumatic event that had happened in New York mm-hmm. City. And he yeah. had a hard time being able to balance out and adjust. And of course, here he's probably getting prescriptions and other self-medicating things that having a hard time to fit back in with the just the atrocities he'd seen out there. And so he picked up some of my music and I'd talked to him with it and told him, like, specifically, it's important to listen to it before you go to sleep. It's good to listen to it at nighttime or at a time to be able mm-hmm. to calm down. We'll use a disclaimer, don't drive when you're listening to it. But it's helped him so that he's been able to get back more into a groove with his family and participating in the stuff that he'd like. I have another individual, she's a dentist, and she was listening to a two-minute sample on her lunch break one time. She was actually getting ready to change the station and heard me talking about frequencies and what it could do. And so she downloaded it, and she had these headaches, and she was listening to the music to help clear her headaches. And now mm-hmm. she listens to mm-hmm. music in the dental chair. And it makes me laugh because you can kind of think of she's got to hear the sound of that drill, the frequency of that drill, which we can all just imagine what that sounds like. So I had a Qigong instructor at one point use my music in her class while she was implementing her energy work for her students. And Kuan Yin appeared to her and some of her students. Another one that was really good is a doctor friend of mine had just taken her husband to the hospital who was having some issues, and she started having chest pains. And so she went outside, yeah. and she'd had my music in her phone and started listening to it and was doing some grounding and just listened from it on her iPhone as it started playing. And she listened to about three songs, and she said the pain went away. And beforehand, she wow. swore she was oh. about to check herself in with her.
Wow.
So,
this is amazing. And I can totally say that's how I felt. You know, to say the least, it made me connect to my core, made me feel so peaceful. So, you know, I really, really encourage our listeners to take advantage of, you know, the generous gift that has shared with us and experience the deep healing that happens. Thank you so much, Ted, about that. And I know you have been working with binaural beats to take the brain to a meditative state. Tell us more about it.
So we all know that the theta state that we listen to is going to basically be the border between conscious and the subconscious world. And that in this state, the consciousness that we can access and influence powerful subconscious part of ourselves that's normally going to be inaccessible to our waking minds. So I incorporate that aspect into the music so that it can facilitate that change that we want to, especially if we're listening to it and trying to create manifestations or trying to clear away negative energies. That theta state is going to help put us into, mm-hmm. The music is going to help put us into that theta state. And then alpha wave. Now, theta waves are between 8 to 7 hertz in frequency. And the next frequency that I felt was pretty important through this was alpha waves, which is going to be through 8 to 13 hertz. And alpha waves is going to be the normal activity of the brain when conscious and relaxed. And it's going to be associated with relaxed alertness, enhanced learning, creativity, peak performance, imagination and visualization, and our
wow.
intuition. So
that's
with sounding tech. Yeah,
yes.
With the sound.
No, I was just saying, it's so interesting that different frequencies, you know, help with different aspects, different things in our life.
Exactly. And so, and each one I tune because it's like you've got to specifically tune those theta and the alpha to go with the frequency of, say, 528. And so I've got mathematical charts like all over my studio that when I'm finishing these out, I know how to retune and recalibrate these to get to that optimal level. And so for the listeners, now they've been listening to it kind of coming over a broadcast medium. And so most of the stuff that when we're listening to over the internet or iPod, it's squashed down or normalized. And so they compress this form of compression. So you miss a lot of the frequencies. The listeners have probably been missing a little bit of the frequencies. But if they go to download my music from my website, you get the full benefit. And I always recommend the listeners to listen to it on a good sound system, because the way I did it is going to come through. People still listen through it through their computer and their speakers and headsets. I like using headphones, comfortable set of headphones, because you can really get the spatial environment that it's creating with these frequencies and influence our body in those manners.
Wow.
Now, if you think 1905, Einstein discovered the law of vibration and stated that this is a law of nature that states that nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates.
Yeah.
And that the difference between the manifestations of the – yeah, exactly. So here's these positive vibrations that we're able to listen to. Now, I kind of laugh because some people listen to it all day long, but I've had people that have had unwanted negative guests show up at their house that probably mm-hmm. like a family member or a friend, and they're like, I cannot get rid of them. This person is so negative. They're bringing me down. I cannot change this energy. And I'm like, throw on this album, play it in the background.
Wow.
And now those people in training and it really truly actually happened. And all of a sudden she moved out. She had an unruly child who was probably bored and just driving everybody nuts. And now they were able to get back on their feet and move out and go about, the path that they're supposed to be back on.
I think everyone deals with that, right? In a while. So that's kind of magical.
We've all been there. Now it's like, screw it. Let's just kind of put this on a chain. I'll kid around. I'll tell you, because of 440, I kind of hate for it. I'm like, I'll tell her, quit being such a 440 frequency.
That's great. So what are the benefits of toning, Ted?
Well, there's the beauty of vocal toning is that this is the use of our own voice that we're using through resonating through our chambers and through our lungs as acting as bellows, so to speak. And you can vocal toning is self-healing powers using our voice to resonate through all these chambers and bones and the masses in our body. And it's going to restore our body back to its electromagnetic field of entrainment. We're our own sound healers that we can be. I've been using this with clients who might have a hard time finding their voice or may not have been allowed to have a voice when they're growing up. So it's going to be opening up the chakras, especially with your throat chakra, raise the vibration.
Wow.
We can release anger, jealousy, and resentment, frustration, and other negative energies.
Wow.
A funny story, I'll try to I'll briefly describe it. I had a client come in, and I came out with an album called Toning with the Angels so that people could use their voice and tone with it. And I understand not everybody wants to sing. Well, this client came in and was just having a terrible day. And so I ran a test on him beforehand, and then I said, okay, put him in the studio, put some headphones on him, put a microphone so they could start singing and doing the vocal toning. And just did not want to do the vocal toning and just started singing the bad stuff. I'm having a bad day. I hate da-da-da-da-da-da. This is making me mad. And I'm thinking, I have just blown my biophotonic testing that shows how it's changing the energy. And sure enough, when she came out, we tested them. Because of those frequencies and the release that she was having, everything had come out positive. The anxiety decreased. Her energy levels increased in a good way. Chakras started becoming more balanced and opening back up and weren't as close as they were beforehand. So.
Wow. And you do have a chakra balancing music I want to share with our listeners. So, that's on your website. So that's one thing to definitely try out. I definitely think it's you described it just now, but I really want our listeners to experience that. It's profound.
I have chakra balancing on my Love and Gratitude album, and it's also off of my Armonia. And then I've got another one that's the vocal toning for those who are interested in vocal toning. is easy to toning. It's got instruction in the beginning of it too. They can do vocal toning with the angels is another CD that I offer with it. That's going to open it up because again, you don't have to have the thousands of dollars crystal bowl set to be able to get those frequencies when you have your own God-given voice that's going to be able to help project mm-hmm. with that.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Ted. You know, we really are grateful to you for sharing your gift with us. You know, what you are doing is amazing, and you are a gift to us, all of us. Thanks once again. And wish everyone a blissful week ahead. Namaste.